of God, for which we have gathered here, be released to us. And Lord, let it be like when Ruth went to see Boaz and he said, give me your scarf. And Lord, he put in 6 bushels and said, you must not go back empty to your mother-in-law. And so, Lord, this morning our prayer is that our cup will overflow. Amen. We will not go back empty.
Amen.
We will not return void. But Lord, we pray this morning that your word will accomplish that which you please.
Amen.
It will prosper for the very purpose for which it was released.
Amen.
It will provide seed for the sower,
yes,
bread for the eater. Lord, it will cause this earth to be fruitful and bud. The earth of our soul,
hallelujah,
will not continue to be a wilderness.
Amen.
It will become a garden.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
We pray today that streams will flow in the desert.
Amen.
Rivers will flow in the wilderness.
Amen.
We pray today, Lord, that the wilderness will become a fruitful field.
Amen.
The fruitful field will become a forest.
Amen.
We pray today that the ends of the earth will see the salvation of our God. That the waste places of Jerusalem shall break forth with joy.
Amen.
We bless you today. Accomplish your purpose by the power of your spirit. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We thank God for today.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I want us to rejoice today because it's a glorious opportunity to meet with the Most High God. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
One of the things we have learned about God is that no man genuinely encounters God and remains the same. Hallelujah. If you remain the same, you didn't meet God. I don't know what you meant, but not God. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
The nature of God is such that he changes everything he comes in contact with. He can change you for the better. He can also change you for the worse. But you will not remain the same. And all of this is dependent on your response. If you oppose him, he will destroy you. If you submit to him, he will change you. But you cannot encounter him and remain the same. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yesterday, our brother was speaking about the bride. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And the Lord began to quicken a burden in my heart. And I want to share with us today. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
We'll be talking today about the clothing of the bride. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
The clothing of the bride. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now, one of the most important things in the heart of God is that God is looking for a bride. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, what God wants to do in the earth, the primary reason why he made man is that God wants to reproduce himself. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, we must understand this. God wants to reproduce himself.
Amen.
When you read Ephesians chapter 1, the Bible says that God proposed in himself to have a family. Praise the name of the Lord. God wants to have a family. Now, when we begin to understand this, it goes beyond church and religion. Now, this is very important. It goes beyond going to a particular place, doing certain things that we call Christianity. Praise the name of the Lord. It boils down to the life of God being reproduced in you. Praise the name of the Lord. So, no matter what you are doing, hallelujah.
Amen.
If the life of God is not being reproduced in you, you are missing it. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Now, this was the primary reason why man had a soul. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The design of man was not by accident. God gave him a body because the purpose of God is to be accomplished on this earth. You are not going anywhere. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Everything God wants to do, he planned it to be done here on this earth. Now, it is important, as we're going to see, to understand this. This earth is the permanent dwelling place of man. And not only man, it is also the permanent dwelling place of God. So God intends to carry heaven, the whole of heaven, and bring it down here. Praise the name of the Lord. You must understand that. There is no place in the Bible where you say you're going to heaven. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When men die, you go into a temporary place where you will wait until when the time comes. Are we together? And we're going to look at that. Praise the name of the Lord. The dwelling of God. In fact, Amplify said the permanent dwelling of God is with men, among men, on the earth. Praise the name of the Lord. And don't worry about this earth. It will not continue to look like this. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When God touches this earth, praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
The earth will change. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Corruption will let go of this earth. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is not our story today.
Hallelujah.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
But I'm trying to say this because if a man does not understand what God is doing, he tends to be distracted. Once a person believes that why he's born again, so that when he dies, he will go to heaven, they will find it difficult to focus on the change that is taking place in your soul. He will focus more on activity. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, but the moment you begin to understand that you are not going to heaven, praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Heaven is coming to you. And you need to prepare yourself to be a conducive environment for heaven to come. Because every time heaven comes around, anything that is contrary to heaven is in trouble. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Anything that is incompatible with heaven. Now let me give you certain examples. On the day of Pentecost, I'm sure you know that heaven came down. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And touched earth. One couple named Ananias and Sapphira did not know what had happened, and they thought it was going to be church as usual. When heaven came down, heaven slew them. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now, when the tabernacle of Moses was inaugurated, but you can say two rascals named Nadab and Abihu thought it was business as usual. When heaven came down, heaven slew them. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now, why am I telling you this? There is a glory that is coming. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now, that glory must meet you and I in the right conditions. If not, that glory will become an enemy to you. He said, "Woe unto you that seek the day of the Lord." Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
That glory. You see, when Israel came out of Egypt, the Egyptians were pursuing them, and the glory of God came down. For the Egyptian, that glory was a problem. For the Israelite, that glory was another thing altogether. Praise the name of the Lord. So when you are praying that the Lord should come, some people think it's just an event. It is also an experience. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And brethren, I believe that God wants to teach us, to prepare us, so that we will have an environment that will be compatible with the glory of God. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now, if we engage in all the things we are doing, and the change that is supposed to take place in our soul does not take place, then that glory will bring us trouble. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I want us to read a scripture. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
We can start with Revelation chapter 19. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Revelation chapter 19. I want to read from verse 6 to verse 9. Amen.
Amen.
Can you read?
Then you have Hallelujah.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Okay.
Hallelujah. Now, John was seeing something in the Spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He began to hear some very terrible sounds in the heavens. He was hearing thunder and lightning. He was hearing the voice of many waters. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He was hearing great waves of the sea roaring. And the voices were saying, Hallelujah. Now, if you read it from Amplified, he said, Now the Lord Almighty reigns. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
He said, Now. Now, somebody may ask a question. Is God not reigning now? Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes, the Lord is reigning. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
But in terms of the affairs of this environment, there is also another prince, whom the Bible calls the God of this world. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, because Adam took the title deed of the earth and gave to him, hallelujah,
Amen.
He has been recognized as the God of this world.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
But in the midst of this world, God also began to establish a kingdom inside a kingdom. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so we have a people who are in this world, but they are not of this world. Now, why they are not of this world is because of a spirit that is working inside them. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, they are God's example set in the earth.
And
God is working inside them to produce a kingdom. Now, when their obedience becomes complete, praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
When their obedience becomes complete, then the outward manifest kingdom of God will be revealed. This
way.
And the Lord will take back what rightfully belongs to Him. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Now, this is the whole experience that we are all going through. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now God first of all must establish His kingdom inside me. When that kingdom is fully established, praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
The Lord will reveal His kingdom openly. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now what is critical about this is that it announces something very important. The marriage of the Lamb. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, when you get born again, you are engaged or betrothed to Christ. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now, it's very important. Paul said so. I have espoused thee. I have betrothed thee as a bride. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Now, we under the Jewish custom, when a man wants to marry a woman, the first aspect of it is the betrothal. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Now, the nearest thing we have around us is what is called an engagement.
But
our engagement does not actually portray what the Jewish custom brings. Because for the Jews, an engagement is just like a marriage. The only thing is that it is not yet consummated. So if a woman who has been betrothed, her husband dies, she is considered a widow. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now, I'm going to put this as a foundation for us. When the woman is betrothed, the husband gives her a gown, a linen gown, a white linen gown. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
It is His gift to her. It is just a plain garment made of linen. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now, you know what linen represents in the scriptures. It represents what now? Righteousness. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
He gives it to her as a gift. Now, if that woman is a virtuous woman, she goes to the market, she buys gold thread, she buys blue thread, she buys purple thread, and she buys scarlet thread. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And she begins to embroider that garment. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
She works day and night. Her hand is never idle. She keeps embroidering that garment. Praise the name of the Lord. So on the day of her wedding, she will be wearing that garment. But now, looking what now? Different. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, you see, when you get born again, there is an aspect of God's righteousness that is given to you. Hallelujah. But the Bible expects you to begin to work out your what now? Your salvation. So on that day, she's still wearing that dress. But there is a beauty on that dress. Hallelujah. We'll see that in Psalm 45. Hallelujah. That the king's daughter is clothed with gold within. This gold is not outside. This gold inside. Praise the name of the Lord. So don't let anybody tell you that when you get born again, you are now the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. There is a righteousness imputed to you. It's a position, it's a standing. But it is a standing given to you to now begin to walk in righteousness. And embroider your dress. Now, the dress you are going to appear with will depend on what you have been doing with that dress. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, that is our foundation. So, what we see here about the bride is that the marriage of the Lamb has come. And the bride has made herself ready. That word is very important. The bride has made herself ready. And here we say she was permitted to wear. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amplify says she has been permitted to dress in fine linen. He says, for fine linen is represents the righteousness, the upright, the godly living, the deeds and the conduct of God's people. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
The only thing we are told about the bride is the dress that she is wearing. Nothing else is said about the bride. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
What she is wearing is what the world will see. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Now, this is very important. You also hold this. We are trying to lay a little foundation. Hallelujah.
Amen.
On the day of your wedding, it is what you are wearing that will be the center of attraction. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
What the world will see is your dress. Now, I'm also going to say this so that you keep it at the back of your mind. In the church today, the average Christian believes, hallelujah,
amen,
that the purpose why he is born again is so that when he dies, he will go to heaven. Or when Christ comes, he will be raptured. Now, I want to lay this foundation. You should be more concerned with how you are going to appear in that day. That day is a day of appearing. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Are we together?
Amen.
Don't make any mistake about it. It is the day of appearing. Jesus will appear. You and I will also appear. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Are we together? So our concern, my concern is how am I going to appear? Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
How am I going to look like? Let me tell you a story in the book of Genesis. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
God made Adam. He gave him a wife. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now, there was something about these people that was very unusual. The Bible says they were naked, but they were not ashamed. You know, when you look at that scripture, you might be tempted to just gloss over it. Inside that scripture is everything about our redemption. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
They were naked. They were naked in the sense that physically,
you know,
because the Bible is writing to people who wear clothes. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He's writing because as at the time this word was written, we have started wearing clothes. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
In the beginning, it was not so. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
As at the time the word was given to Moses, any man not wearing clothes who is a normal person will be embarrassed. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now, are we together?
Amen.
Now, these days, let me say abroad. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And then, of course, it has come to Nigeria.
You
know, women, let me talk with women. You know, whenever we talk about clothes, it is primarily a woman problem. I hope you understand what I'm trying to say. Okay, now, the men have a problem, but normally, clothes is not their problem. You know, Paul said somewhere, he said, I would that all men will pray, lifting up holy hands. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Men have a problem with prayer. You understand? I wish men would learn to pray and pray and pray and pray and pray. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's where you have your problem. Women and fashion. It's a problem. Do you understand the point? For women, God wants them to dress modestly. Praise the name. Are we together? Now, today, modern women dress exposing their body. And I'm wondering, something is wrong somewhere. You understand that? Normally, people cover themselves. But this day, sometimes, you see the one they dress, and it shows you that something inside has gone wrong. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now, when man was made, he had something inside him that covered him. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And because of that, he was not ashamed. It was something inside him. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now, that thing is called the glory of God. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now, when you say glory, what are we talking about? Because all over the Bible you see the glory, 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 glory. What is that? Because you should know what it is. Because that's what has been promised to you again. That this glory will come again. So what is it? Now, you see, in creation, everything that God created has a personality. Even science has proved it. When you get a stone, there's an aura around that stone. It's a form of energy that stone emits. Praise the name of the Lord. It just, everything gives off some form of energy. Hallelujah. Because they were all created by God. Praise the name of the Lord. Of course, that disprove the theory of evolution. The whole of creation is infused with a form of energy. Something put that energy there. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So it's like an aura that surrounds that thing. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now God also has an aura. Hallelujah. That aura is the essence of God's personality. If God is here now, anything around him begins to feel that aura. Hallelujah. The energy just begins to go out like this. It surrounds everything about that place. If you are near there, you will feel it. It affects you. It touches you. It changes you. Praise the name of the Lord. It causes everything around God to change and take the nature of God. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now that is God's aura. It's something that proceeds from his presence. Now in relation to this creation, that aura manifests itself as light. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
If you were to have an encounter with it, what you will see is what now? Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now the Bible says that God is what now? Light. He is so light. There is no darkness in him. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now God by nature is incompatible with darkness. When God begins to come into an environment of darkness, you know what begins to happen? The darkness gets up and begins to do what now? He has to run. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
The darkness cannot stand the atmosphere of God. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
That aura carries energy. It changes things. If there is anything in that environment that is contrary, that thing changes. That's what miracle is. Hallelujah. Miracle means that something is wrong, and that the glory of God came around it and brought it into the right form again. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, this is what God wants to do. You see, God created man and put light inside him. Man, by choice, invited darkness in. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And God by choice withdrew himself and said, darkness and man, I give you 6 days. I give you 6,000 years. Work out your plan. Praise the name of the Lord. Now we are at the end of that 6,000 years. Darkness is coming to its peak. God is saying, is that the best that you can do? You know the way Elijah talked to the prophets of Baal. Do what you can do now, because I'm coming around. I am coming around. So darkness is working to maximum capacity right now. But the glory is that when the darkness comes to its peak, at midnight, that's when the light breaks in. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now I want you to know that we are not to fear what is going on in the earth. If dollar lies, let it reach 1,000 naira. Don't bother yourself with it. Just enter into God's economy. There is something about this glory. When it touches a bag of rice, that bag becomes 10 bags. You don't understand what I'm saying? It becomes 20 bags. So never judge yourself with the economy system. Inside you, there is a pot of oil. And brethren, God is preparing us. If they like, let the bag become 100,000 naira. You will eat rice. Are you understanding me, brethren? You will eat rice. So never judge by those things. There is something called the glory of God. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You know, in the natural, we look at the things happening. They say a bag of rice is now 20-something thousand. Did it worry you? Yes.
Ah,
You look at your salary. Salary is still where it is. Our rice is going up. But I tell you something. There is a pot of oil. You see, this thing inside, don't neglect it. Don't joke with it. I tell you something, brethren. The time has come to begin to pour it out. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That oil will never cease until the Lord sends rain again upon the earth. Praise the name of the Lord. So God put His glory inside me. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
There was a reason for that glory. The plan was for that glory to grow and grow and grow until the earth of man's soul is covered with the glory of God. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
But man made a mistake and darkness began to cover the earth. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
For the glory is returning.
Hallelujah.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen. So it was this glory, this nature within the soul of man, that covered him. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now, at the beginning, I was saying something that God made man spirit, soul, and body. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
The soul is the womb. The soul is the woman. The soul is the bride. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
But God gave you a spirit. Now, the spirit is a bridge between the soul and God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The spirit is what gives God a bridge, a connection, that God can touch the soul and put life in the soul, and the soul will receive this life and begin to reproduce this life. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Your soul is like a machine. It's like a field. Any seed you plant there begins to grow. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now, this is why the enemy has been planted. When you open the pages of the newspaper, the enemy is putting in all kinds of corruption, filthiness. It comes from the internet. It comes from the television. You even walk on the street, you see a bad boss. Uncleanness. Filthiness. You see it is entering. Because the enemy wants to plant inside your soul. Praise the name of the Lord. God is also working to make you a fortified city. So he said, henceforth, the uncircumcised and the unclean will not come into this city. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Because the city said, great is the Lord and greatly to be praised in the city of our God. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
When God rebuilt these walls, the kings of the earth will come.
Say,
let me go there like I used to do and manipulate her emotion again and stir up her desire, and then he will come and find a fortified city. He says that fear, let me tell you, brethren, as I'm talking to you, the devil is getting nervous. He's not able to come in like he used to do. And he's wondering, what will happen when the walls are completely built up? He said, we will not have any portion in that city again. Praise the name of the Lord. He said, what will happen to my kingdom if a people arise in this environment? I cannot manipulate them. See, the last time that happened, it was big trouble. Do you know the last time it happened? There was a man, his name was Jesus. Hallelujah. Lust of the flesh, no show. Lust of the eyes, no show. Pride of life, no show. Man stepped back. He said, what kind of man is this? He said, I've used to have handled this people. And the truth is that there is a new creation coming. He said that the gates of hell cannot prevail. This is the man that God is making. This is where you are going to. You're not going to church. You're going to the new creation.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You are going to the new creation. A new breed of man. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so this was the glory. Now when this glory fills your soul, it begins to form a defense. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, Isaiah said that the glory shall be a defense upon every dwelling of Mount
Zion.
There will be a wall of fire. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When that wall begins to rise up, you will not be wasting your time binding the devil. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You'll be spending more time ministering to the
Father.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
The devil will fear you.
Hallelujah.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so this glory clothes man. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Man lost it. Immediately he lost that glory. The first thing he became conscious, I am naked. Something had gone wrong seriously inside. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now it is that thing that went wrong that God is working today to restore again. God must clothe the soul. He must clothe his bride. Because a time is coming when the bride must be presented. She must be revealed. The world must see her. Because she is the handiwork of God. She is the work that has been curiously wrought in the lower parts of the earth. Something God has been working in secret. He said, when my members were being formed in secret. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now most of us know that scripture from the physical part. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
He said, when my members were yet uncompleted. As I'm talking to you today, I am not a finished product. I'm sure you know that. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But very soon, a son shall be born. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Creation is waiting for him. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
He is a finished product. Till we all come unto a complete man, unto a perfect man, unto a total man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So there is a clothing for the soul. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now the way this body wears clothes, the soul also wears clothes. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
The soul wears clothes. Now when God sees you, you know, God is a spirit. Do you understand that? Do you understand what that means? He does not have a physical body like this. You know, in our natural minds, when we want to conceptualize God, you know, sometimes when we're young Christians, when I want to pray, I close my eyes and I try to imagine somebody somewhere in the sky seated on a throne. Hello? Do you ever think like that? Okay, praise the name of the Lord. Now, it is the natural mind trying to grapple with something that is too high. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, when God appears to men in a vision, he has to take a form that they can recognize. But he's a spirit. Are we together? Now, brethren, we are touching things that right now they are heavy for us. Very soon they will not be too heavy again. You know, the natural mind is limited. But God wants to carry your mind. Did you see Ezekiel chapter 1? The chariot was lifted because the spirit was carrying it. This mind can go places. Praise the name of the Lord. The mind can go places. When it is yoked to the chariot of the Lord. You know, Jesus told the disciples, said, this thing I'm telling you, you won't understand now. But when he is come, hallelujah, he will teach you those things. When the Holy Spirit came, he came in part. You believe that? On the day of Pentecost, what came was just a drop. But it quickened the understanding of the disciples to a higher frequency. Praise the name of the Lord. Now what we are saying is that the balance of that spirit is coming. He said, then you will know, even as you are known. Then when we come to fellowship, I won't need OS to come here and be saying, brethren, you know, trust God. He said, you will not teach your brother nor the Lord. It is irrelevant. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
He said, because they shall what now? Know me. Why would they know me? Because it says, the strong meat belongs to those who have matured, who have had their senses what now exercised. Let me tell you something. When your mind begins to connect with the Spirit of God, your mind begins to do exercise. You know what exercise does? It stretches you. It expands you. It increases you. You begin to receive capacity to know the truth. The more you know the truth, the more the truth sets you free. The more you know the truth, the more the truth sets you free. It sets you free from limitations, from fear, from ignorance. Praise the name of the Lord. And from religion. You now begin to realize that God is not restricted to this environment. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. God is not tied to Igbe fellowship. He's not tied to any fellowship. Praise the name of the Lord. He's not tied to end time. Because we're already making end time a religion. What I need from you is that we are of one spirit. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Connected to one spirit. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
If I still have a denominational mentality, I begin to count those who are with me.
And
those who are not with me. The unity of the church is based on how much we can connect with the Spirit. If you do not connect with the Spirit, if you like, gather here. Sooner or later you will scatter. Praise the name of the Lord. So at this point in time, God is arresting souls, taking them by the locks of the hair, and woe betide you if your hair has been shaved. You are not going anywhere. It is those seven locks that represent the seven pipes from which the golden bowl begin to release oil into the lamp. pray that we understand, brethren. Praise the name of the Lord.
You
see, when the church connects, we are trying to connect to one another without connecting to the head. It is good to connect to one another. But if you do not connect with the head, that connection becomes an organization. Praise the name of the Lord. And so God is working. Praise the name of the Lord. To bring us into a place where the soul begins to be exercised. To be able to comprehend spiritual realities. Praise the name of the Lord. And so Peter said to Jesus, he said, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." You know what he told him? Flesh and blood has not revealed this to me. Never comes from flesh and blood. He said, it's a revelation that comes from my Father. Today we think that end time is the church. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
It is not. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You, as an individual, as you are gathered here, there is something that God wants to do to quicken you. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now, if you allow that process, that is what he calls it, the baptism into what now? Into Christ. It is because of this. He said, John, the angel said, John, let me show you the bride. He had to take him by the Spirit. Took him up into a high mountain and began to show him something. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And I pray until my eyes are touched, I can never see the church. Praise the name of the Lord. You can see what you think is the church. And you see according to the imaginations of what now? Of your mind. He said that God is not fabricated out of men's imaginations. People worship what they imagine. Around, you see, people worship the imaginations of their hearts. But those imaginations must be cast out. So that Christ can be revealed. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we are still talking about this woman, this soul. Now, if we begin to understand this, it saves us religion. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I had a meeting you did not attend. Because of that, you are now my enemy. Never works like that. When a man is occupied with God, you know, in the spirit, you will meet people who are occupied with God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, you remember the story in Things Fall Apart? When they were eating a huge mound of fufu. Because when the mound was leveled down. Brother, you were here feasting with me all the time. I didn't know. Praise the name of the Lord. Your brethren will meet with you. Anybody who is. That's why I'm very much at rest right now. Very much. I came to a point when I stopped. You know, I even stopped trying to answer too many questions. And I began to learn to love my brethren. And I will keep loving and loving until the man of fufu has come down. Hallelujah. When the man of fufu comes down, you said our brother has been feasting with you all the time. It's not the fufu that has separated you from him. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's get into this message. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, God wants to clothe his bride. Praise the name of the Lord. It's very important. Because a naked soul will receive life from any and every spirit. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now, when Adam sinned, they became naked.
Now,
what is nakedness? Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
When you say, you know, the Bible says, we are trying to say, God does not see the way man sees. Is that what the Bible says? Yes. When God looks at you, what do you think he sees? This dress you are wearing? No, no. God is not wired to see in that way. God sees souls. When he speaks, he says, all souls are what now? Are mine. He sees your personality. You know, those four living creatures, that's what God begins to see. He sees what you are thinking. He sees why you are doing what you are doing. He says, I am a God that searches what now? The heart. Praise the name of the Lord. You know when God wanted to anoint David, David was not in the picture. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
He was not in the picture. David was so insignificant that when Jesse counted his sons, he forgot David. That's how little he was. The brothers were soldiers in Saul's army. They were professional soldiers. They were trained soldiers. So when Eliab stepped out, even a spiritual man like Samuel, if not that God kept his hand, he would have poured the oil immediately. You know what he said? He said, surely Eliab must have been tall. He must have been handsome. He must have had aura. He must have had personality. Hey, he must have had all the characteristics of a king in the outward. The Lord said, don't consider him. He said, I have refused him. Now, he didn't say he's not the person. I don't know if you know what that word means. It means that somewhere along the line, God had encountered Eliab and swept him out. Now, if God has said, okay, he's not the person, it meant no problem, nothing, just not that the person. But he said, I have refused him. Do you understand the point? Eliab was disqualified at one point in time of Judah in his life. Yet he was still in Saul's army. He was still fighting. Praise the name of the Lord. He said, for the Lord does not see the way man sees. Now, we live in a world, what I call, of packaging. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We love to package. Even when we come to fellowship, we change our behavior. Hello? We are very nice in fellowship. See, a husband is talking to his wife, honey, darling. When he gets to the house, he says, woman, come here. The voice changes. It's a packaging. It's something, it's a temporary dress you're wearing that when you, after church, you do what now? You drop it by the door here. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, that is not the light of a man who understands this word. Because all your packagings will end in this environment. The Lord sees you the way you are. So, if I am wise, I will ask God to change me the way I am. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, we are all concerned about fashion. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
We believe that fine feathers make fine birds. God says, I know you. Now, when you read through the book of Revelation, there is a very consistent statement Jesus made through the letter to the seven churches. He said, I know your works. I know your works. I know your works. You know, there are some people who preach grace today. You are born again. Jesus has done it all. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now, yes, he has done it all. But that all that he did, he took it and put it in a place called in heavenly places. Hello? He set it a place called Mount Zion. I say, oh yeah, do what now? Come up, isn't it? What he gives you at the first instance is that linen garment. The day you are born again. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now everything has been packaged and has been kept. But you must start the journey. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You know, I have a friend who says, but the Bible says we have come to Mount Zion. I said yes. But you see, when God brought Israel to Mount Sinai, the children of Israel were at the foot of the mountain. Did you remember? They were at the foot of the mountain. In fact, some were not even supposed to touch the mountain. Some of the elders came up and came to one part of the mountain and stayed. And the Bible says, let Moses come to the top of the mountain. And the Bible said that Moses went and he entered into the cloud. Praise the name of the Lord. Some we shall be caught up into the clouds. Now, not everybody. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, let me just say this. You see, the Bible says that the Lord will descend in a shout, in a voice, in a trumpet. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now, there is a word that God gives to his people. But this word, there are different levels. John said, I heard voices in heaven. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now, at every level of our progress, there are voices. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
The voice that caused you to be born again, it's not the voice that caused you to be baptized. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now, a voice lifts you to one frequency, but it cannot take you beyond its level. Every voice can lift you to its level, but you need a voice from a higher frequency to take you to the next level. Now, the highest voice is called the voice of the Son of Man. This is the message that brings you into sonship. And the Bible says it comes from between the cherubims. It will take you into the place between the cherubims. So it is important that you know what you are listening to. Every voice will speak from its environment. John said, what we have heard, what we have seen, that is what we are declaring to you. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
If you meet a man like Billy Graham today, Billy Graham has only one message. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But when you listen to that message, you must be born again. There is so much power in that message. Your body begins to vibrate like this. So as far as that outer court is concerned, the man is a giant. Praise the name of the Lord. But he cannot preach to you about the baptism of the Spirit. He can never preach to you about speaking in tongues. Are you getting my point? So the least in that second frequency is actually greater than him.
Yes.
Are you understanding what I'm saying?
Yes.
The least person who can speak in tongues is greater than him. Yes. Praise the name of the Lord. You follow the principle of John the Baptist. Now, you come into
Pentecost
and you see giants. There are men around, though, don't joke, who have touched levels of power and authority. When they touch a blind eye, the blind eye opens. Now it is easy to become, you know, begin to fall down like John at the feet of that angel and worship him. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
But God has much more for you. I've watched some of these men and I respect them. Some of them waited on the Lord for more than 2 years, trusting to touch that thing. But you see, with all that power, you notice something about their personality. Some of them have very nasty temperaments. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you mess up too much, they can just curse you. And the funny thing is that curse will work. Because they have authority, but they are misusing it. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now God wants to take you to another level. And you must focus on where you are going to. You see, a young Peter said, Jesus told Peter, when you were young, you went wherever you wanted to go. It was a very free environment. But when you become old, someone will take you by the hand. This journey is not a question of what you like or what you don't like. It's simply a question of where God wants you to go. Your like or dislike is not relevant. Hallelujah. That it is comfortable or uncomfortable, it's not the point. The point here is that you are covenanted to follow the Lamb wheresoever he goes. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Don't forget that covenant. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So nakedness, one, means exposure of flesh. You say somebody is naked, it means that flesh is showing. Praise, do you understand that? Flesh is showing. The works of the flesh, as long as they are manifest in your life, in one form or the other, to that extent, you are what now? Naked. Are we understanding that? Praise the name of the Lord. Naked means one, an exposure of flesh, raw flesh. The works of the flesh, they are manifest. They are naked. They are showing. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now God wants to cover flesh. So in the tabernacle you see the sheeting wood covered up with gold. It's a clothing upon. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now that's one.
Hallelujah.
Two. Naked means exposed to the elements. Now, always relate the physical with the spiritual. Hallelujah. If you see a woman walking on the street, all her body parts are showing, she is what now? She's naked. Praise the name of the Lord. Are we together? Then two is a covering from the elements. Have you seen the word element in your Bible? Okay. Praise the name of the Lord. In the natural, when I say elements, wind, cold. Hallelujah. Now, if you have traveled out of this country, you know, it's not easy to explain to somebody what winter is. If you have not traveled. Praise the name of the Lord. Because when you say it is cold here, Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You don't understand what food is. So you need some clothing to protect you from the elements. That's one of the reasons why we wear clothes. Amen. The first purpose of clothes is to cover what now? Our nakedness. Dress is not necessary for fashion. Hallelujah. If you wear fine clothes, let it cover your what now? Your nakedness. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
The body is meant to be covered. Two, it is to protect us from the wind, the cold. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, spiritually, hallelujah.
Amen.
Spiritually, the elements speak about spiritual powers. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
There are elemental spirits in the environment. And the soul of a man is, they are attracted to it the way a man is attracted to a woman. Do you understand that? Are we following what I'm saying? The way a man is appealed to by a woman is the way this spirit, your soul, appeals to them. So God uses natural things to show us certain spiritual realities. They want your soul. They want to defile your soul. They want to put their nature, seed nature, into your soul, so that your personality begins to express them. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And these spirits want a body. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
They need a body.
Hallelujah.
To satisfy their lust.
Hallelujah.
Without a body, they are in a form of torment.
Hallelujah.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
That's another story.
Hallelujah.
But God put certain barriers around us to protect us from this spirit. This spirit will want you to break that barrier so that they can do what now? They can come in. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Are we together?
So
part of our business as Christians is to ensure that the wall is in place. Praise the name of the Lord. If you look at the tabernacle, that wall was made of linen. Praise the name of the Lord. Becomes a covering. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So God wants to clothe us.
See,
the moment Adam sinned, he became open. And God had to quickly take steps to cover them. And see, the enemy has been working on the church, introducing certain doctrines to weaken the foundations and break down the walls, so that Babylon will become a dwelling place of every unclean spirit. Why is corruption in the church today? It's because the walls have been broken down. Every spirit has entered. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
He said that the wild boar that came out from the woods wasted her. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
When the church became left God, God pulled down her hedges. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And the wild beast moved into the vine. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thirdly, praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
The garment. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Is for glory.
I don't know if you
and for beauty. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Naturally speaking, there's nothing wrong with wearing fine clothes. As long as it is set within the bounds of what now? What's the word? Modulation. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hello.
Hi.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
There is something boundary called what now? Moderation. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now, the soul is also to be clothed. For what now? Beauty and glory. God told Moses. I think that's Exodus 28. Make garments for what now? Aaron. For what? Glory and beauty. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
God is clothing us because He intends to display His glory in us. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now King Ahasuerus sent for Vashti so that he can present her to his people to show forth her what now? Her beauty. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God is packaging a wife that He will be proud of. Hallelujah. He will be proud to put spirit, say, come and see. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Come and see my wife. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So Vashti was to be presented. The Bible says she was beautiful. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
She was beautiful. But Vashti had her own what now? Plans and program. So she refused to come. And because she refused to come, Vashti was what now? Put aside. There is a church that is being put aside because they have entered their own program. Praise the name of the Lord. A church has changed agenda. And it is no longer God's agenda. It is their own agenda. Praise the name of the Lord. So there is a vacancy. And God is saying, let virgins be short. He said that the Spirit of the Lord is moving to and fro the earth, looking for hearts that will respond to Him so that He can put His beauty on them. He can put His mark on them. He can put His personality on them. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
There is a garment, a clothing of beauty that God wants to put upon me. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's God. Now, brethren, the way my body wears clothes is the way my soul wears clothes. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now God is interested in what you are wearing in your soul. Why is He interested? Because a day and time and hour is coming when what is inside is going to come what now? Outside. It is about the appearing. In Colossians chapter 3, it says, verse 5, it says, when Christ, who is our life, shall what now? Appear. Then shall we also what now? Appear with Him in His glory. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now let's look at it this way. Christ is our life. Christ is our life. Praise the name of the Lord. Now it means, look, now NEPA has taken light. Praise the name of the Lord. But light is what now is coming. If you switch this bulb now, it will go up. But when the current begins to return, hallelujah, the bulb will do what now? It begins to shine. So Isaiah said, arise and do what now? Shine. Begin to give off light. Light shine means to express, release, give out light. Praise the name of the Lord. Because the energy has come back again. Current has come back again. Power has come back again. Praise the name of the Lord. So some are to shine with him in his glory. An example, Mount of Transfiguration. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, Peter, James, and John become a type of the world. Praise the name of the Lord. Who are to see something. Hallelujah. Now, Christ appears. In a way they had never seen him before. Then on one side is Moses. On the other side is what now? Elijah. Whatever glory you see on that mountain came out of one person, Christ. It was inside him. Praise the name of. You understand me, brother? They were with him all this while. The life was off. His glory was there, but it was veiled. As I'm talking to you, there is a measure of glory inside you. It is still veiled. Praise the name of the Lord. It is veiled because a time is appointed for the glory to be what now? Unveiled. I don't know what measure you have. You don't know what measure I have. But the Bible says that the day we what now? Declare it. If I have been claiming to be a spiritual brother, that day you will know that I'm not spiritual. I have been pretending. I had nothing. Are we together, brethren? Now, it is going to be a day of glory and also shame and embarrassment. Brothers, but you are an elder. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
That day hypocrisy will end. Praise the, are we together, brethren? All this packaging will come to an end. Because what is inside will do what now? Will come out. Now, let me read something from the scripture. 1 Corinthians chapter 4. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
1 Corinthians chapter 4. Okay, praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Okay, let me read from chapter 3 and then I'll read something in chapter 4. I read chapter 3 verse 13. Let me read from Amplified. He says, the work of each one. Jesus said, I know your works. Praise the name of the Lord. The work of each one will become plainly and openly known and shown for what it is. For the day of Christ will disclose and declare it, because it will be revealed with fire, and the fire will test and critically appraise the character and worth of the work each person has done. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now, as we are walking in the house of the Lord, hallelujah.
Amen.
Everybody says we are working for God, isn't it? You don't know what's in my heart. I don't know what's in your heart. Now, are we following what I'm saying?
Now,
in the church, God makes accommodation for these things. So if somebody comes here and says he's born again, who am I to say he's not born again? Are we together? He enters fellowship, he stays there. Now, the only limitation is that when it comes to giving responsibility in the church, if you don't have a testimony, you will not be given what now? Responsibility. Are we together? Yes, because testimony is the outward expression that we can see of an inward reality. But it is still not a final proof. Praise the name of the Lord. That's why certain things say, don't judge anything before the time. We'll see that in first chapter 4. When every man's motive, hallelujah, said that things will be revealed the way they are. Right now, we don't know the way it is. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Because we can all pretend. Hypocrisy is natural to man. Sometimes we do it so much we get used to it. We don't even know that we are hypocrites. You know, religion can become a lifestyle. I can learn to say praise God in a very spiritual manner. Do you understand? You know, in certain churches, the certain things have become standard. There's a way the G.O. says praise the Lord. And before you know it, the assistant G.O. and everybody is saying praise the Lord that way. If somebody comes to that church, he thinks that the way to show spirituality is to say praise the Lord in that way. If the G.O. does Jericho's, and you know the one, eh? He does Jericho. If you want to be a pastor in that church, first thing you do to do what now? Jericho. Because it has become a standard of spirituality. Praise the name of the Lord. So now all these things are outward forms. You know what? Guile. Have you heard the word guile before? Now, I checked up that word guile. It means to distract somebody. I want to steal this the phone, and I'm doing like this. You are looking at this microphone, and I'm taking the phone. So guile is a character, a personality we put up to hide what now? The true intentions of our hearts. Now, concerning the overcomers, he said in their mouth was found. Said, do you love long life? When I say long life, I'm not talking about living to be 120 years old. I'm talking about immortality. Put away guile. Praise the name of the Lord. Because a day of embarrassment is coming. A day of shock is coming. He said in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 10, he said, for we must all stand before the judgment seat of Christ. Amplify says, to be revealed the way we are. The way you are is the state and the condition of your what now? Your soul. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Are we together? So there is no why you in the things of God. If you like, pretend now. Deceive everybody in the place. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The day will do what now? So what is the best way? Change now. Hallelujah. Change now in my soul. I will tell you a story. Many years ago, a night bus was going from Abuja to the east. Somewhere around Ajokuta. Robbers attacked the bus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And stopped them and robbed them. And in order to stop them from even running to call police or anything, they stripped everybody in that bus naked, packed their clothes, and drove away with everything. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now this thing happened, it was still very dark. So while it was dark, there was no problem, because nobody was seeing anybody. But then morning began to come. That's when trouble started. Are you understanding me? The more the light was coming, the more people were becoming uncomfortable. The shame of nakedness became a problem. So as the morning was coming, people were not running to the bush to hide. Now you can understand how Adam felt when the presence of God began to come. Right now, darkness is covering the atmosphere. So a lot of us, we are all comfortable in certain aspects of our nakedness. But light is coming to Zion. He says, in that day that the sinners among my people shall become uncomfortable. He said, who among us shall dwell in the midst of
light?
Praise the name of the Lord. He said, the shame of your nakedness will begin to appear. Praise the name of the Lord. He says that we are being waking up. You know the Bible said that many that sleep in the dust shall awake. Some will awake to shame and contempt. Some will awake to glory. We are all waking up. Praise the name of the Lord. You see, when you talk about waking up, there are different levels of waking up. You can awake to corruption. As I'm talking to you today, corruption is filling our schools. Young boys and girls are waking up to new dimensions of corruption. Do you understand the point? You know, a young girl can come into a school, into a university, and her friends say, you are sleeping. Wake up, young girl, wake up, wake up, wake up. Do you understand the point? Shine your eye, open your eye. You have fine body. Do you understand the point? Suddenly the girl will wake up. Are you getting my point? She sees, why I've been wasting my time all this while. She has woken up to what now? To corruption. But you can awake to righteousness. He says, awake to righteousness and sin not. When you begin to wake up to righteousness, you stop sinning. Praise the name of the Lord. He says, wake up. Some of you have no consciousness of God. When you begin to wake up to righteousness, it says Christ will give you light. Praise the name of the Lord. There is deep, you can wake up. Praise the name of the Lord. And we live in a world of hypocrisy. Let me tell you another story. I don't know if you have heard about the emperor and his new clothes. Let me tell you, it's a wonderful story. Nigerians came to one country. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, the emperor, the king of that country, is a very vain man. He is a proud man. He is a hypocrite. But he was very rich. So the two Nigerian men said, we need to get money from this guy. So they came into the man's court, his house, and said that we are tailors from a far country. We are international tailors. There is nobody who sews clothes like us, because they know that the man likes fine clothes, and that we have a dress here, a cloth here. It is the most beautiful dress in the world. The only problem with it, only men who are pure in heart can see the dress. Are you hearing the story? Only the men who are pure in heart can see the dress. So the king said, where's the dress? The people pointed at an empty table, said, there's the dress there. The king looked at the table. He didn't see anything. He said, what? Oh, if I say I didn't see this dress now, they will say, oh, I'm not holy, I'm not pure in heart. So the king said, wow. What a fine dress. The man, people said, yes. Can't you see? Touch it now, touch the texture. So the king came and did that like this. Said, it's very soft, very good. The people said, there's no dress like that in this world. The king said, they say, you want the dress? The king said, I want the dress. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So very soon, the king's ministers were coming. The king said, you know, this boy brought me the finest dress in the world. Very unique. Only men who are pure in heart can see. So the minister for finance comes, he looks. He said, what a fine dress. The minister for agriculture comes. My God, the dress is so beautiful. Everybody was coming, they were seeing the dress. Now, I'm trying to tell you how hypocrisy can do what now. Can spread. Everybody was saying fine dress. Because nobody wanted to say, I can't see it. So the people started measuring the king. When they finished measuring, they said, guy must bring deposit in dollars. The king brought heavy deposit, they put down. So, but keep the money carefully. They kept the money well. And for days they were sewing, measuring, cutting. And the king, they said, Your Majesty, can't you see how fine? He said, yes, it's very fine. Okay, we need more deposit. The king brought deposit, they put inside. Eventually the dress was finished. Okay, give us the balance. They brought balance. The people pack inside. So then now, tomorrow, the king announced to the whole country that he was going to wear the dress. So they prepared a parade. The king now wore the dress. And he marched out. And everybody was shouting, hey, fine dress, beautiful dress, what a lovely dress. Nobody wanted to know. Now maybe the one we know holy, I see the dress too. So the king was parading naked and walking, and everybody was cheering and cheering and cheering. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Until one small boy. Who does not know all the guile and the hypocrisy? Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now what I'm talking about the state and the condition of the church today. The boy doesn't know politics. He doesn't know guile. He doesn't know pretense. He just looked. See, he said, but mommy, there's no baby. He's not wearing anything. No, I said, shh. It's a fine dress. It's a fine dress. The boy said, mommy, but he's not wearing anything. Small time, another small boy said, it's true. Mommy, he's not wearing anything. No. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And after a while, somebody began to. It was going around. Eventually, reached the king. Someone said, okay. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Alarm don't blow.
So
the king now became what now? Naked, ashamed. He had to now get clothes to do what now? Cover himself. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now that is the story of the king's dress. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, are we together? Now, it's very important that we understand this. Because we have been born into a religious system. You know, my mom in Enugu, in their church, they got a new priest. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So every time the man will come to the pulpit, the wife will sit there, and the man will talk, say, "My beautiful wife, my darling wife, my queen, my wonderful wife." And the man will be frowning, she won't smile. And everybody was saying, "Child, this nice man is like he married a very bad woman." This thing happened for up to about 6 months. Until one day they had a children's meeting. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
The teacher for the children listen was teaching the children. So, say, does any of you have testimonies? The man's little boy. Now, this thing happened in my mother's church in Enugu. He said, "Okay, I want to thank God that since we came to this church, my daddy has stopped beating my mommy." Praise the name of the Lord. Did you hear what I said? The school woman had to say, "So my mom came back, she was telling me, say, look, see trouble. Lord. Are you understanding me? This man beats the wife. He finished beating the woman and then come and be calling her my queen. My queen. The woman will just be frowning, saying, "You not in this place." Praise the name of the Lord. Now everybody wants to cover it what now? Praise the name of the Lord. Now, I tell you, brethren, you are sewing a garment for yourself. That's where I want to get to. How are we clothed? Praise the name of the Lord. Now, let's read something in Romans chapter 1.
Romans chapter 1.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'll read from verse 21. But I am concerned with verse 27. Okay, let me just read. I'll read 26 and 27 for time. It says, verse 26 says, "For this reason, God gave them over and abandoned them to vile affections and degrading passions. For their women exchanged their natural function for an unnatural and abnormal one. And the men also turned from natural relations with women and were set ablaze, burning out, consumed with lust for one another. Men committing shameful acts with men and suffering in their own bodies and in their personality the inevitable consequences and penalty of their wrongdoing." Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Now, whatever you do, the way you think, the way you feel, hallelujah,
amen,
your actions are sewing a garment for you. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You clothe yourself with your works. Are we together? The things you do is either stripping you naked or clothing you. Praise the name of the Lord. Let me tell you why you are going to get your reward. It is not somewhere in the sky. In your soul and in your body. Forever and what now? Ever. Are you together, brethren? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Our inheritance is a glory that is going to be revealed where? In us. Romans chapter 8. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Are we together? Your soul is a vessel, a storehouse. It is a treasure house. You are storing things there. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Romans chapter 2 tells us something. Look at verse 5. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Let me read it from Amplified.
Amplified
says, but by your callous stubbornness and the impenitence of heart, you are storing up wrath and indignation for yourself on the day of wrath and indignation when God's righteous judgment will be revealed. For he will render to every man according to his works. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Are we together? Jesus said, I know your works. By certain works, your soul becomes a storehouse of wrath and indignation. You are packing up divine anger inside you. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Are we together?
Yes.
Inside you, every day you are piling up anger, God's anger against you. And he says the time is coming when that anger is going to be what now? Revealed. Today in the world, humanity is already changing. Men are becoming beasts. Something is already happening in the soul. Sometimes there are consequences in the body. HIV is a consequence. You understand that? It is a judgment on homosexuality. Are we together, brethren? Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And I'm telling you something, other diseases are on the way. The next great epidemic in this world is just by the door. What we don't know is which one. But there are plenty of candidates. Ebola is there. Zika is there. Mad cow disease is there. You know, Lassa fever is there. Now, all of these things are terrible diseases. But they have not broken forth on a worldwide scale. But if you study history, there is a plague on the way. Psalm 90 tells us that. There is a pestilence. There is a pestilence on the way. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And it is part of God's righteous anger against all ungodliness. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So I want to tell you, brethren, the thoughts you think will become a dress for you. Now, I'll give you an assignment. When you go through your Bible, you see that some people say, let my enemies be clothed with shame. Have you read in your Bible before? It's there. He says, some will be clothed with cursing. If you are, your mouth is full of cursing, you are making a dress for yourself. In the day when you are revealed, you'll be found clothed with cursing. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Are we together, brethren? You see, the things you do damage your soul, they can also build you up. If you meditate upon the word of God, you are clothing yourself with light, with the glory of God. In the day when Christ is revealed, you will appear with him in glory. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
That is the dress you are going to be wearing. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
When are we together? So there is no wire in the things of God. If you waste your time and you are not like the virtuous woman who is working so that her house be clothed in scarlet, Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He said that Jesus was clothed with a vesture dipped, what now? In blood. Those who were with him were clothed in white, what now? Raiment. That raiment is a nature. It is the personality of their soul. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That they have been working on all this while. Every time the word of God comes to you, it's an opportunity to work on your garment. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
The virtuous woman keeps working on this dress. She knows that this is the dress she will wear. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Now, let's go to this way. What happens when you die? Now, assuming that for any reason a Christian passes on. You are very familiar with 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Hallelujah. He said, we know that if the earthly house of this tabernacle is dissolved, we have a building from God. Now, let me interpret it very simply. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
If you don't sew a dress for yourself now, if you die now, you will become a naked spirit. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I don't want to. That what I mean is that, you know, people think that if you die, you become perfect. Isn't that what Christians think? That when you die, suddenly you become perfect. What happens? You simply lose your body. Your soul remains the way it is. Now let me tell you. If while you die you are loving God, that love continues. Are you getting my point? When people have fellowship, what happens? You go there. Are you understanding me, brother? These are the spirits that come around when we have what now? Fellowship. Those who we are much more interested in going to Dubai, we'll go to Dubai. No, but you know, there are things that I believe a time comes when we should know the truth and leave fairy tales. Praise the name of the Lord. God will help us to. We're going to look at this matter in details in time to come, because it is time for you to know the consequences of the lifestyle you are what now living now. Christians just come; they are loving the world. They love the world. And they say Jesus is coming. When he comes, we shall rule and reign with him. No problem. Hallelujah.
Amen.
No problem. You see, sin does not originate in the body. Sin originates where? In the soul. The body is merely the instrument of what now? Of sin. Now, if the soul chooses to depart from sin, the body becomes instrument of what now? Of righteousness. Romans chapter 6. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Are we together? So it says, where the tree falleth, you have to set the direction for your life when? Now. Now, if you set it now, you will have the opportunity of enjoying fellowship and learning things that will complete your what now? Your process. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, I'm saying this, brethren, we need to understand. This, it is the truth that sets us what now? Free. If you want to set your heart right now to love God, develop an appetite for the Word of God. Your appetite is part of your soul. Do you understand that? It's your desire and your emotions. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
See, the soul has the capacity to change appetite. With a change of appetite comes a change of direction. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, garments for yourself. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, it's important that you have a right garment. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, I'll give you an illustration. All of us are waiting for a blessing. The blessing of adoption. The blessing of the firstborn. But I want to tell you something. Before you get this blessing, your father will smell your dress. I don't know if you understand me. You see, this anointing that we are receiving, you know, he said, how good, how wonderful it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It's like the anointing that was poured upon the head of Aaron. Where did that anointing end up? His garments. This anointing must touch your personality. It's not just to do miracles. It must touch your character, your personality. He said it came from the head and ran down to what now? To his garments. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
When this oil touches your garment, you acquire a peculiar smell. Are you getting my point? When you pass, spirits know that smell. When the Bible says, touch not my anointed, it is by the smell of your garment. Read Psalm 45. Say, all your garments smell. You know, God warned Israel. Don't imitate that oil. Any man who tries that, I will deal with him. No fake anointing. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
When it was time for Abraham, sorry, for Isaac to bless his son, he said, I am your son, Esau. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He said, how do I know?
Yeah.
Come near to me here. He grabbed him and did what now?
He
said, see the smell of my son. Hallelujah. Do you have the smell of a son? This oil is peculiar. It was this smell that released the blessing. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Your garment must acquire this smell. Praise the name of the Lord. As the word of God comes, brethren, if it has this aroma, it must affect your garment. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
It must change your garment. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now, the whole issue is the issue of our garment. When Jacob loved Joseph, he showed him his love by making a peculiar dress for him. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now, the Lord knows them that are his, and he's working something out on their garments. It was a garment of diverse colors. He provoked jealousy among his brethren. But can you blame Jacob? This was one among his sons who cared for him. The other sons were only interested in how they can use the father's business to do what now? To benefit themselves. So they were looking after Jacob's cattle, and they were looking after their own cattle. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
They had their own interests. If Jacob's sheep gives birth to five, they will take three. and said, Jacob, your sheep gave birth to two.
So Jacob's flock was what now? Diminishing.
And their own flock was now what now? Increasing. So you can have a situation in the church today where the man's congregation is increasing, but the lost people in the midst of that congregation is diminishing or even not there. I don't know if you understand that. So the church is growing, but the father's interest is what now? It's diminishing. There is a time of reckoning. Praise the name of the Lord. So in that place, Joseph became a prophet and began to rebuke his brethren. This thing you're doing is not good. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And they hated him. But the father loved him. If the world hates you, don't bother. It is the love of the father that matters. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because of the love of the father, Joseph got into trouble. When they saw him coming, they said, that is a dreamer. You know the first thing they took? It was that garment. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, when Joseph went to Potiphar's house, that harlot woman, you know what he went for? His garments. She took hold of the garments. See, that garment. You know, Jesus said in the book of Revelation, don't let any man take what now? Your garments. You know, when they crucified Jesus, because they hated him, you know what they took from him? His garments. Praise the name of the Lord. That thing is your most treasured word now. Possession. Keep your garment. Lest when I come, you are found walking what now? Naked. And they see your shame. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I begin to pray that God will begin to speak to us. That things have changed. There are people who are so concerned about church business. You can even be concerned about ministry, about building your fellowship, and doing all kinds of things. People have gotten into building projects. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now, the point is, never forget that it is the garment. There is always something at the core of what God is doing. Say that the Spirit of the Lord is moving to and fro the earth, seeking for those whose heart is perfect. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So brethren, God, he wants to clothe us. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
He wants to clothe us. Some people want to clothe themselves. You know, Adam and Eve made fig leaves for them. How long do you think that fig leaf will last? Just one day. By the time the sun is up, what will happen? Those things will do what now? It cannot close. If you look at Isaiah chapter 50, I think it's 59 verse 6 or so. He said that their works cannot close them. Can you put that? Let me see if it is. Isaiah 59:6. Let me see if I got that right. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Are we there? Okay, read it. Just somebody read.
Their waves shall not become garments, neither shall they cover themselves with their works. Their works are works of iniquity, and their acts of violence is in their hands.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, when you talk about waves, we're talking about craftiness. Cunning lifestyles. Religion that people are using to try to clothe themselves, and God says it cannot cover your nakedness. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
He said, I counsel you, buy of me Gold tried what now in the fire? How do we get gold? Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
How do we get gold? Okay, praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now, I believe that the ministry you expose yourself to is fundamental. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now, gold comes through what now? Dealings, isn't it? Purifying. It was Peter who said so, that the trial of your what now? Your faith. Let's read that scripture. I think that's the first Peter. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
First Peter chapter 1. Am I correct? Okay, praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
First Peter chapter 1. Verse 6, 7. 8, 9. But 6 and 7 says, "You should be exceedingly glad on this account, though now for a little while you may be distressed by trials and suffer temptations, so that the genuineness of your faith may be tested. Your faith, which is infinitely more precious than the perishable gold, which is tested and purified by fire. This proving of your faith is intended to redound to your praise and honor when Jesus Christ the Messiah, the Anointed One, is revealed." Praise the name of the Lord. In other words, if we allow the dealings of the Lord, praise the name of the Lord, and we submit to the working of the Lord in our lives, it produces gold that becomes a covering for what now? Our soul. Now, there are ministries that do not teach suffering. If you are in an environment where it is all about, you know, double-double, you will not get gold. Praise the name of the Lord. Gold comes through what now? Fire. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And God is taking his sons through a process of purification that will produce gold in their lives. He said, "If any man is not a partaker of this chastening, he cannot become a son." He said, "If we suffer with him, we shall reign with him." Praise the name of the Lord. That we will inherit this glory, provided that we experience. Paul said, "I want to know this experience." Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He said, "I want to offer you arrangements so that the shame of your nakedness will not appear." Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Brethren, in conclusion, your garments, you have to watch out for it. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
The bride, every bride is preparing her garments. The things you allow to dominate your mind begin to become your personality. They begin to become your nature. They begin to become your garments. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So as you sew your dress, so you will wear it. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I'm trusting that we will allow God to work out his life in us, so that in the day of his appearing, we will not be ashamed, but we will appear with him in glory. God bless you all.
Amen.